Yeah, I know. RJ Hampshire, nice work. Not the greatest practice for you. You probably wanted to be a bit higher. But sorry, guys. Nobody cares about LeBig.com. Anyways, after practice, would you make changes, or what kind of mental state were you in?
Well, you might kind of expected this. I had a crash about a month ago.
Oh.
And I haven't had any testing done. So I didn't
know this.
Yeah, I was supposed to go to California. Didn't ride for a few weeks. Only been riding a little bit. And then, so honestly, we were just kind of trying different things throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
Struggled practices, struggled my starts. Heat race, felt like I rode good, but had a bad start. And then main event, we made a big motor change from the heat race to main event. And kind of was relying on that sight lap.
Dude, that's kind of scary.
Kind of relying on the sight lap, and then bike wasn't firing up, so didn't get the sight lap. And then I was trying to stay calm. My mechanic was about ready to cry, but we were he was freaking out down there.
My spies down there said, yeah, don't shut it off. Like, yeah.
That's what I was trying to keep it running, and then we just keep kicking it. But, no, it was decent. I had a decent start, and then that carnage, you know, kind of helped me out big mm-hmm. time. And then, dude, I had no idea where I was. I thought I was riding like crap. I felt like I was slow. I felt terrible. I had no idea what place I was in, and then ended up like looking up, and I was in fourth. I was like, dang, riding pretty decent. And I passed into third, and then I was just kind of trying not to make any mistakes. Track was tough, and then ended up looking at a lot of times after. I had the second fastest lap time of the race, so I was like, all right, well, I had been going decent, but I'll take it. Fourth on a night that sucked. You know, I felt awful all day, and then hey, we'll take it. Move on to next weekend in Atlanta.
Last half of the race, you kind of rode by yourself. Big gap behind you, big gap in front of you. It's always tough to, like, keep it going, right?
Yeah, I thought I only had about 3 minutes left, and then I look at the pit board, and I had, like, 8 minutes left. I was like, oh, dude, this is going to be forever. I seen the gap back. I was like, all right, I'm not catching them.
Right.
I'm not going to get caught, but it's just like.
Now you're dealing with lappers.
Yeah, just try to get the lap in. And then the lappers were terrible. Like, I wasn't that far back. Yeah. With, like, four to go, I think. I was still probably within 10 seconds. I had to roll around the last two laps because McAdoo, he thought I was racing him or something. So he was bringing me high, coming down. And I was kind of getting mad. I'm like, all right, dude, I got 20 seconds back, so I just got to kind of cruise around. But, no, it was felt long.
Yeah.
You know, when you're battling with someone, it goes by fast. But when you're by yourself, it feels like a lifetime. So it's a good night. I'll take it.
Right. You're one of the guys maybe that's bummed about the whoops. I thought in practice you were really killing them.
Yeah, honestly, that was my weakness the last 2 years. Yeah. So, you know, the amount I did ride this offseason, that's what we focused on. And I felt like, you know, that was my strong point. So, hey, we can't win every night.
Yeah.
Right away in practice, I knew the whoops were going to be gone. You can tell they weren't even finished.
Yeah.
Make the changes on the bike. Hopefully it doesn't take away from the whoops. But, you know, looking forward to get those whoops back.
Well, sweet. Nice start of the year for you for sure. Thanks, RJ.
Thank you.
All right.